Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I actually think Ryan Clark at ESPN is really, really talented at what he does. He's actually one of my favorite ESPN personalities.
I used to think
because
that,
there's a lot of folks on that network now that are full of just hot takes, and it's ludicrous, and they're all just screaming and shouting. And it's basically Scott Van Pelt and Ryan Clark are probably my two favorite ESPN personalities right now. But Ryan Clark was on First Take, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe it was the setting, and that got him all confused and got his mind being a little crazy. Because normally Ryan Clark is a level-headed, very, very, very smart individual. But they were talking about the scariest teams in the AFC, Bank.
The Halloween.
And here's what Ryan Clark said on First Take.
I'm picking the Ravens as the scarier team. Because right now, if you take away history, right, and you take away the things that we knew before 2024, Lamar Jackson is the best player alive, right? The best player living is Lamar Jackson. This is the year that Lamar Jackson becomes the champion. This is the year
Didn't we say that last year?
They were positioned last year to do it.
But here's the other piece of it is, too, though. Last year, the defense was better, right? The defense was better last year, and Lamar started to play great toward the end of the season. He wasn't this animal. Lamar wasn't the animal that every time I watched him walk on the field right now, I know what it's going to be. Lamar Jackson ain't got to win 3 in 1 year. He just has to win 1. And when I watch this team right now, if I'm preparing to play either one of these teams, I'm more comfortable that I'm going to be in the game with Kansas City and I got to just find a way to win at the end than I am walking into Baltimore knowing that they might blow my doors off because I can't stop him.
I don't know how you can say it. I know he was trying to take the past out of it, and he's like, it's not a legacy thing. This is this year. But I'm sorry. When we're talking about Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and the history that does exist, you have to factor that in. When one dude is, 5-1 against the other, that does matter. And the Chiefs did go to their building last year and beat them. So I'm sorry. How can you say Baltimore is the scarier team in the AFC? You know what's scary, Bink? He wants to try to make it about this year. Okay, let's ignore the back-to-back champion stuff. Let's ignore that. That's fine. I'll play along. How about the team that's 7-0, the team that hasn't lost, the team that didn't lose to Cleveland, the team that didn't lose to the Raiders? That team is pretty scary to me. That team happens to be the Kansas City Chiefs.
First of all, I've appreciated Ryan Clark's analysis at times. I think he's done a good job. But he's a freaking idiot. Mahomes 4-1 in the regular season, as you say. He's 1-0 in the postseason, so 5-1 against Lamar Jackson. And the one that Lamar won was a gift. I think you were at that game, actually.
I was.
Where the Ravens actually won and won the Super Bowl.
Got mooned by Ravens fans on the way out.
Yeah, but here's the one thing about it. Listen. Ryan Clark needs to do his homework. Lamar Jackson is 2-4 in the postseason. Mahomes is 15-3. It is tough to get the 15 wins as a quarterback in the postseason in the NFL. As a matter of fact, he's 29 years old. Only two human beings at quarterback have ever won more playoff games than Patrick Mahomes. Number one, Tom Brady. Number two, Joe Montana. Number three, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has 15 postseason wins. Joe Montana has 16, meaning he will pass him probably this year and be number two all time behind Tom Brady. Let's ignore the fact that the Ravens had a much better defense with Mike Macdonald last year than what they have now. This is a porous defense. They're 32nd against the pass. They're so bad against the pass that Deontay Johnson trade was a joke because they need to know who they are and get defensive players. They're 20 yards a game worse than Jacksonville. There are 32 teams in the NFL. They are number 32 against the pass. They are number 26 in points against. This is not your daddy's Ravens defense. Not at all. They can't stop a cold. Teams are throwing at will. Yes, they have Derrick Henry. Comes in, he has a nice 60-yard run, 80-yard run at times. And this whole adage, well, can the Chiefs beat the Ravens with a healthy? Well, Derrick Henry was healthy when the Chiefs played them in game one. That is not the end-all be-all because they can't play defense. And let's not ignore the fact Lamar is 2-4 in the postseason. You can't ignore that fact.
I mean, look,
and you can't ignore the fact that the Chiefs are Mahomes is 5-1 against the Ravens, including winning twice in the last 12 months against the Ravens. It's an asinine take that you're discrediting the 7-0 team. You're discrediting the team that has 28 straight games of giving up 28 or less points. Let me put it this way, Alex. The Chiefs have gone 2 years without giving up 30 points. Or 29 points. Put it 29 points. Do you realize the Ravens have given up at least 29 points in 3 of the last 4 games? Including twice they've given up over 30 points. They gave up 38 points to Drew's Bengals.
Yeah, look, we know how the story ends for Baltimore. It's very easy. I mean, this is a really good Baltimore offense that can't stop anybody. We've seen that around here before.
It's the narrative that this defense is good.
Yeah, because you go back to the historical stuff. Yeah. He's telling us not to think historically about the recent history of why the Chiefs have been.
Historically, they say the Chiefs' offense is not playing. They're 24.9 points a game. That's ninth in the NFL on offense. Honestly, with this hashtag or ragtag group of receivers, they're still ninth in the NFL.
He said in that audio not to talk about legacy. Yeah. But to your point, how we view the Ravens defense, if anybody thinks they're good, it's only because of what you have seen over the last 20 years, why you think they're good. They're not. We know how the story ends. Pink, they're a lot like, and I agree with one text, someone said 2018 Chiefs. Yeah, pick any team. You can use that team. We've seen this where a team has a great offense. They can't stop anybody. Usually that gets you out in the postseason. And especially when you're going to play the Chiefs defense, most likely, who, as you also just pointed out, doesn't give up many points. And they're on this long consecutive streak of giving up very little points in the NFL. And the Chiefs, maybe, we'll see with injuries, maybe will actually be healthier by the time they play them again than they are currently. I know in week one they were a healthy football team, but they might have Hollywood Brown part of the picture then. They didn't have D-Hop last time. Yeah, I know Rashee Rice won't be available, but I just, the scarier team thing is hilarious. I think the Ravens are very, very good. Don't get me wrong, but I still don't know how you can say that team is scarier than the Kansas City Chiefs at this point. It makes no sense to me. This is just because these shows are trying way too hard. You don't have to do this. Like, you don't have to go out of your way.
They're in second place in their own division. The Chiefs are undefeated. Not only that, but the Chiefs are playing the AFC West. They have 2 road wins in the AFC West. By the way, Patrick Mahomes is 19-1 on the road in the division. Find another quarterback that's done that. Can't do it. The fact is, people are living on the Ravens' history with great defense, and they're ignoring the fact of the Chiefs' defense and how good it is. They're looking at the old-time Chiefs. Oh, they give a bunch of points, and Patrick Mahomes has to come bail them out. Well, the Chiefs are on pace with, 2 more wins to pass that 07 Ravens team, giving up less than 28 points in 28 straight games.
Just direct me to a link. Ryan Clark dressed up as Bill Belichick today?
He did it last night on Inside the NFL.
There you go.
Okay.
And Belichick dressed like Ryan Clark. Like the suit and stuff.
Bink's been on a heater today.
He's a freaking idiot.
You are like Scrooge McDuck for Halloween, is what you are, Bink.
I'm on tilt.
I do think though that they're not as good much of a threat as they were last year. The Ravens, like, they were more of a threat last season, because the defense being good. And Ryan Clark said it himself: Lamar was getting better as the season went on. That was their chance.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.